When I was growing up as a child, my father would ask me every morning. I would come downstairs and he would ask all his children, have you prayed? You know, in Chinese, of course. And most of the time I hadn't, but I would say yes, you know, and I lied to him. And I never felt guilty about it. But about 20 years after he died, I was sitting in a hotel room by myself and there was a nice breeze coming through the window. And I heard my father's voice, you know, as though he was standing right beside me. And he said, have you prayed? And I was so overwhelmed with guilt. I thought, man, all those years I lied to him and never felt guilty about it, you know. And so I wrote this poem. Have you prayed? When the wind turns and asks in my father's voice, have you prayed? I know three things. One, I'm never finished answering to the dead. Two, a man is four winds and three fires. And the four winds are his father's voice, his mother's voice. Or maybe he's seven winds and ten fires. And the fires are seeing, hearing, touching, dreaming, thinking. Or is he the breath of God? When the wind turns traveler and asks, in my father's voice, have you prayed? I remember three things. One, a father's love is milk and sugar, two-thirds worry, two-thirds grief, and what's left over is trimmed and leavened to make the bread the dead and the living share. And patience? That's to endure the terrible leavening and kneading. And wisdom? That's my father's face in sleep. When the wind asks, have you prayed? I know it's only me, reminding myself, a flower is one station between earth's wish and earth's rapture, and blood was fire, salt, and breath long before it quickened any wand or branch, any limb that woke speaking. It's just me in the gowns of the wind, or my father through me asking, have you found your refuge yet? Asking, are you happy? Strange, a troubled father, a happy son, the wind with a voice, and me talking to no one.